increase your skills, learn how to carve wood.
Or whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Or go to college.
Yeah, and carve wood there.
Yeah, you could do.
Could carve wood anywhere.
Start a podcast like us.
Yeah.
Still looking for sponsorships, by the way.
Who'd we like to be sponsored by? That's what would be a dream. What would be a dream sponsorship?
For you, it would be something to do with Formula One.
Maybe.
Hovis.
That's not what I was going.
No, Ben and Jerry's. Imagine
Ben
that.
Jerry.
Oh.
Welcome to Something to Talk About, sponsored by Ben and Jerry's. Use the discount code STT.
Or welcome to Something to Talk About, sponsored by Hovis.
Hovis. Get your 50-50.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of Something to Talk About. James, you alright, son?
You alright, Louis? How are you, mate?
Yeah, not too bad. Good day at work in your uniform.
I had an interesting day at work.
Yeah.
I got sexually assaulted by a sheep.
Okay. Tell me more about this.
Sheep's called Cow because he's black and white. And I think he's a bit moody because we called him Cow. So I was cleaning out his pen. I work in a farm, by the way. I was cleaning out. So I got my shovel in, shoveling his shit. All of a sudden, he jumps up on my leg, starts shagging me. You know, like dogs sometimes do.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, what are you doing?
My dog was a victim. Culprit of that back in the day.
I'm a victim. I'm a survivor, not a victim. I
Oh, okay. Well, this week, we are joined by a guest, aren't we, James?
You can hear her laugh in the background.
Yes. Introduce yourself.
Hi.
This is Elodie.
I am Elodie.
Friend of the show.
The short one, as James
the
likes
small
to call
one.
Me.
That's what
oh,
I'm
okay. Short
Snapchat,
or small?
Snapchat, you're the small one.
Am I?
Yeah.
Oh. Didn't well, there you go. That. That's the most interesting
How tall
thing.
Are you?
I've grown, actually, I'm 5'3 now.
Really? That's quite tall for you.
I know. Yeah. I used to be, like, what, 5 foot? And you are still the same height?
Well, no, I've just grown, but continued.
But how tall are you?
6'3". Fuck off. I am. No, I am. Everyone just says that's not true, and then I stand next to them, and they're like, oh, yeah.
Definitely 6'1".
No, my dad's 6'1". You just met him. I'm going
to
know somebody talking about
him. I was looking at the height difference, to be fair. Anyway, what we've running through this week, James? Tell us.
Right, topic one, we're talking about, big topic, I'm sure you're all aware of it, A-level and GCSE results. There's a bit of chaos around.
Very much so. Absolute carnage.
Louis, do you want to tell us what topic two is?
Topic two is obesity in the UK. What's it all about? Why are we getting fat? And I believe you have something to talk about.
I do. I am going to be talking about gossiping between guys and girls. Who's worse for it?
I think that's quite interesting, actually. I know, like, traditionally you think girls, but like...
No, it is girls.
Obviously we can
it is girls.
Yeah, I mean...
Okay,
we can discuss
this
later. That's topic three, not topic one or two.
Moving on to the first topic of discussion.
I know you
have
a lot to say about this.
I do. I was ranting earlier on Snapchat.
Yeah, I saw.
You know my opinion.
I was at work, gave it a quick read.
Well, I'm quite excited to hear you.
So, essentially, let's take this back a few months. Exams in the UK are normally sat May, June time.
And right in the middle of my birthday.
And around the
middle of
lockdown as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they never actually got sat. So somehow they got to find their results from somewhere. And they were using a mixture of mock exams and predicted grades, I believe, and like some sort of algorithm decided their final grades.
And wasn't that approved by like some teachers' union thing?
It was approved by Ofqual, which is the governing body for exams.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Was it worth us saying like what this means? So for people say in the Philippines.
Oh, okay.
Because
I mean, yeah,
like, they're not going to understand.
Yeah, so this is like when you finish, like this basically determines.
Oh
yeah.
Yeah. So when you finish school at 16, you do your GCSEs, and then at 18, some people sit A levels as well.
And A levels are what determine what uni you go into, is that right?
Yeah.
Essentially, yeah.
Or you can do college, which I did.
I sort of did it.
Sort of.
Now you work on a farm getting molested by sheep.
Yeah, it's not just farms, park as well.
Yeah. Alright.
Anyway.
With a few shops.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So, A-level results came out last week. We didn't actually talk about that. So we went to see what happened with GCSE, weren't we, James?
Yes.
Yeah, very much so. So basically, the results of the A-levels last week were downgraded. Up to like 40% of the results were downgraded last week. And obviously, they weren't happy about that because they never got a chance to sit their exams.
Which is fair enough,
yeah. The big talking point about that was it seemed to only affect people in poorer areas. The ones in richer areas didn't get downgraded as much. I think there was one school in the country that didn't get any downgrades. And guess where that was?
Where was that?
Begins with an E and ends with an N.
Eton. Oh, Eton, yeah, that's it. It was coming to me.
Yeah, I didn't have a clue. That went over
okay.
me.
No, I knew it was Eton. I was going to say Ettington.
Ettington.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, I was thinking of the right place.
Like the tiniest place you could
be. Yeah, I was thinking of the right. I was thinking of Eton.
Is that a school? It's not a school either.
There probably is a school there.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Primary school.
Maybe. Yeah. Like, you never know, one to like 50 kids.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, people weren't very keen on the algorithm that was decided. So the government, after a lot of pressure on them and protests, decided to make a U-turn. So it was just based on your predicted grades at that point.
Yeah.
Which has also happened this week with GCSEs that have come out today. Predicted grades have come out. And the pass rate has gone up 13% for that.
I wish my GCSEs were based on my predicted grades.
I know,
grades.
Aren't
they? I know, it would have been so much better.
I can't do exams.
No, neither.
It's like sitting there for more than 5 minutes.
If I got my predicted grades, I would have done a lot better.
I think that's why they've all done really well.
I would have got like double the amount of GCSEs.
Yeah. You know, 7 to 9s.
Yeah.
They've gone up 40%.
Well, I was telling you before this.
So everyone's got loads of 7, 8, and 9s. So we went to be the top tier of like education.
Yeah, I was telling you today, like a girl at work has just got theirs and they got like all 9s. I think it was like loading on 2 7s.
Do you know anyone who's got a 9? Maybe.
Like personally.
Say his name? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Aaron.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Aaron, yeah. We'll say his name.
Yeah.
Credit where it's due, Aaron.
Yeah. You'll be on soon, mate. The 2 7s, right, that she got, guess what they're in? They're in, what was it, further maths.
Oh, damn.
And, what was it? It was like some other, like, thing that's like further something.
Further chemistry.
It might have been something something like that was you'd expect to get a slightly lower than 9 in.
Yeah.
And I'm scraping with my maths.
Yeah. Basically on normal
at 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. But that's the normal though. This is ridiculous how many high grades there are. Which I personally think is really, really wrong because it's messed up the system completely. But you meant to have a stable grade. So everyone's like with employment, everyone's got an equal chance, really.
Someone who took their results last year, they could have had like a stinker in the exam.
Yeah.
But I thought I did that in English.
When you're using predicted grade, it's stupid because there's so many factors that go into exams, like pressure, I know, and a late night before an exam.
Yeah.
All sorts of stuff go on affecting your result. Whether you're feeling ill, maybe as well.
Mm.
It's just not fair, really.
But how else would you measure it, though?
Yeah, well, to be fair, like in the situation, that's the argument. Like in the situation we're in, there's not much more.
And is it because of the pressure that they upped them?
Yeah.
Do you think, or is there?
Well,
something...
there's teacher bias, isn't there? They're not. Gonna fail, they're not going to fail their class.
No.
I mean, they'd be out of a job if they had E grades for all of them. Yeah.
Well, yeah, the thing's like
even if they would have done that in the exam.
And like from my English, I remember I predicted a 5, and like I actually failed that first one by 2 marks. And we got it remarked, and then it was 1 mark off.
Ah, you
that's
know,
annoying.
No,
yeah.
Only if it could have been.
If it was 2020, James would be having that 5 in English.
Off to Cambridge.
Yeah. I shouldn't really be bragging about almost getting a 5 in English, should I?
I almost
an average.
I made it. I got the 5s, but not in maths, I got 4.
Yeah, I got 4 in maths. Louis did a bit better than that.
I got 6.
All right.
Sorry.
Only a B.
There's only a B.
Yeah, I reckon they could have actually sat the exams this summer. The schools.
I was talking about this.
Are completely empty.
Yeah.
Gyms, halls.
Yeah, exactly.
All the classrooms.
Halls, community like halls and that kind of thing.
There's loads of room and lots of people who've got spare time to invigilate the exams as well.
Yeah.
They could have been or do what universities did: online exams.
Yeah.
They managed to do it. Why couldn't they?
I did a college course.
Yeah.
And so what we did, because I'm still this year, what they did is that we had an assignment every topic. So instead of just doing exams at the end, we had all of our books and stuff, but it was tested on how well you write something. Mm. But so all that my teachers did, and it was straight away, it's just we'd got half of our marks anyway.
Yeah.
And then we just complete, and then they were just predicted off the ones that we'd already got because that still counted towards our last grade, almost like coursework.
Yeah.
But then again, it was quite easy for our class again, to just do the exam. We could have easily done these assignments without going. But again, is that what they should have done? Or something similar?
I think online would have been suitable.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, if university did it, like, it's proven it works.
Well, I don't know. Well, there's so many other factors that can play into that as well. You don't know who's cheating and who's getting
it. Yeah, that was my first thought when I heard about, like, online. I'm like, is that not much easier to cheat?
But the thing is, so my boyfriend, he does his exams at home at the moment. He can't go and do them.
Yeah.
So it's really strict. He has to take photos of all of around him. He has to be on camera. He's not allowed to even put his hand on his face during the exam.
Oh,
the
camera's a good idea, actually.
He can't put his hand on his face.
Yeah, because it's something that's distracted. It's not meant to be there. It's really odd, but it works.
I like always rest my head on my hand.
Yeah, so he got a message through saying, please put your hand down. When he was
so
doing
weird.
It in his first online exam, but they have to take photos of everything around them, make sure there's nothing
crazy.
There.
I do really think it could have been done though. Like,
it would have been hard,
right.
But
yeah,
it's
I mean,
possible.
It was possible,
yeah.
Especially when this caused this much chaos. But what I wanted to say about this was the U-turn the government did. So the only problem with the original way of doing it was the downgrade actually made it level with all the other year groups. So there was no grade inflation or anything. The problem was they were downgrading the poor kids, which is why everyone was angry.
Yeah.
So if they downgraded it in a way that didn't discriminate against people from poor areas, there'd be no problem with it. It'd be perfectly fine. Also, with the U-turn, we've now got a whole year group who's got way better grades than those, and we're going to be competing with them in the job market, so we haven't got a chance.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
Because you've got, especially in the UK, you've got state school, grammar, private. So obviously the people that are going to pay are going to get that better education is it that their grades are lifted because they've paid?
And surely, like, I imagine, like, in private schools, that predicted grades are just higher anyway.
Definitely, yeah.
But, like, even if you go to private school, you can still have a stinker in an exam.
Yeah, there's so many factors that go into an exam. But the question I want to ask you is, like, with the U-turn, do you think it's caused more problems than it did before? Because originally it only affected a handful of people who were very unlucky and got their results downgraded. Now they've done the U-turn, it's affecting a whole generation of people, including us.
They
could have solved a few
and
people
the year, the next year.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about with universities.
Assuming that there are
And as well, you've got that small group, and they even said you can go against it. You can
appeal, and resit.
Yeah, and see if you can do it again. So was there any point of doing the U-turn when you could just request to have your grades rechecked or appealed?
The problem was is because that age group are going to be in voting age soon, and the Conservatives don't want to lose, like, a massive proportion
of
votes.
So
if they didn't do the U-turn, they would. But, like, of course,
haven't they just downgraded loads of, like, poor areas, which traditionally wouldn't vote Conservative?
I know. I mean, that is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I can't defend that. It is ridiculous.
Yeah, it's like, I mean, if they weren't going to vote for you before, they're not going to vote for you now.
It's true. So this kind of messes up the whole university system as well, going on for next year. So now you've got, like, with the A-level results, everyone's got ridiculously high grades as well. So they've all got the grades to get into universities, all of them pretty much, unless you failed lots of them, but they've all got grades good enough to go to most universities. So now you've got way more people in demand for the places at universities.
Yeah, I heard about
And they've also said, no matter how many little spaces there are, we will accept you by deferring them to next year. So they're taking up places in next year's capacity.
Shit.
So then you've got next year's year group will sit exams, you'll get the same level as every other year group has, competing with this year's year group. We've got really high exams, we've already taken up the places.
Yeah.
So there's going to be really few places for next year's year group.
Oh, well, do you reckon people, like, looking at universities are looking at, you know, comparing someone from, like, next year to this year, will they look at the person from this year and be like, and go, oh, that was the coronavirus year, those could be tainted grades?
Yeah, well, they're completely discredited, aren't they? You can't trust them at all.
No.
I think if you had sat an exam this year or got your grades this year, it should come with a lot of marker saying 2020 COVID year.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I'm saying, like, would people at universities, like, who are basically the deciding factor of if you get in or not, would they look at that and someone's got, like, nines across the board and go, well, they could be tainted?
Well, you'd think that, but they're not. They just accepted them.
Yeah, but like, but yeah, okay.
I mean, they might have the grades to get in, but if they're not actually that clever, they won't do well at university anyway.
I mean, like also there's that whole other conversation of people who are smart in English and maths who can't even do like basic common sense. Yeah, that's a different discussion for another day.
Wait, what do you mean?
So you know how like someone could like ace maths, but like they couldn't figure out how to like just do something that's basic common sense, like.
Oh yeah, like.
Believe that name, yeah, like him.
He's
gonna message you. Are you talking about me? Definitely Zach for that.
Probably. Well, I will tell him yes this time. Okay. We were talking about you, but no one knows it was you.
With university though, because I've applied for this year, there's a lot of people that said, "Oh, I'm not going to bother going to university because I'm not going to be able to do it properly because of online." So, if you put that into it, is it going to make it worse for the next years that come in because there's so many students applying, or is there now going to be a switch where there's more people again just applying to come to university this year? It's
I'm only going to go this year because I already feel like I'm a year behind anyway, so
yeah,
I want to.
So
I can't have another year off and be another year behind.
Yeah, I don't want to either.
So I feel the pressure to go now,
and
regardless. Yeah, it's not a great situation. I think they should have kept with the pre-U-turn and tried to adjust it a little bit so it wasn't so discriminatory.
Yeah, I mean, I thought the pre-U-turn thing was like, it wasn't that bad.
No. But of course they're going to protest, though, if they know they're going to get better results out of it.
Yeah.
They know their predicted grades are good, so of course they're going to protest.
I love how they protest and so many people got downgraded.
Yeah.
That's so ironic. Ironic, exactly. Yeah, that's the right word. Yeah.
Correct. English change.
Yeah, don't even know it.
What did you get?
Didn't get it.
Oh.
I read
what did you get?
I got a 3, like, but like off by 4. No, off by like 2 marks.
Oh, okay,
yeah, and
good.
I've resat it twice at college. Yeah, I got worse each year. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Literally, like, I don't even know.
Stick to podcasting.
Yeah, mate, it's shit. Like, it was shit at college.
Have you passed it now?
Yeah, no.
Oh, so you've still got to pass English if you do.
Yeah, I mean, if I want to, yeah. Yeah, word of advice. Pass your English GCSE first time because it's shit redoing it at college.
Oh, and so is maths.
Wait, was it just language or literature as well?
I think it was just language.
Yeah. I couldn't be doing poetry.
No, maths wasn't...
Oh, see,
well, for me, maths wasn't as bad, but, like, I think the problem was, because, like, you're at college, the teacher literally said at the start of the year, it's like, well, you know, you're in college now, you're an adult, so I'll leave you to it. I'm like, well, that's not teaching me, is it?
No. But I went to... When we went to sixth form, I wanted to do... maths again. I got a grade 4, but they wanted a grade 5 out of me for psychology.
Yeah,
and it was horrific. And it took up my freeze. I wasn't going to spend time taking it.
Yeah, well, for me, it's different.
Yes, they were.
For me, it was easy doing maths because, like, for my course, it was 3 days a week. And it was a full-time course. Like, bullshit.
Yeah.
And so I had
3 days.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I went to college and it was 2 days and that was a full-time course.
Oh, man. Yeah, and so I had an extra 4th day of just English and maths, so like I had time to do it.
Yeah.
But still, we're going off a tangent. But
we are.
I have one question to ask you both.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What is the best thing to do now? Unis or apprenticeships or anything related to that? What would you do now in this current situation?
Honestly, I have no idea.
I mean, it depends on what age. If you've just got your GCSEs, I'd probably... go towards doing an apprenticeship.
Well, I mean, I think that question's very much like...
Yeah, but there isn't many apprenticeships going at the moment,
yeah,
the way the economy's going. There's no one offering
I think it's really subjective, though, because, like, if you, what you want to do, like, if you want to be an engineer, do an apprenticeship, obviously.
Yeah.
But again, can you go into it at the moment?
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, you'd look for it first.
Well,
yeah.
So my kind of view of uni is, while the economy's down the pipe, or down, not the pipe, train...
down the pipe, I knew what you meant.
Yeah, anyway, going off on a tangent with that one. My view is kind of go while the economy is doing badly, gain your qualifications, get better, and be more employable. And then by the time you're coming out of it, there'll be hopefully the economy's recovered and there'll be jobs.
Yeah.
Just increase your skills, learn how to carve wood.
Or whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Or go to college.
Yeah, and carve wood there.
Yeah, you could do.
Could carve wood anywhere.
Start a podcast like us.
Yeah.
Still looking for sponsorships, by the way.
Who'd we like to be sponsored by? What would be a dream sponsorship?
For you, it would be something to do with Formula One.
Maybe.
Hovis.
Hovis.
That's not where I was going.
No, Ben and Jerry's. Imagine that. Oh. Welcome to Something to Talk About, sponsored by Ben and Jerry's. Use the discount code STT.
Welcome to Something to Talk About, sponsored by Hovis.
Hovis. Get your 50-50.
Right, next topic then. Obesity in the UK. What are you saying, Jim?
Talking of Hovis and Ben and Jerry's.
Yeah,
some people are having a bit too much. That's insensitive.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Yeah. You eat too much Hovis,
you get Hovis.
Gain fat cells.
Yeah, and all that. Too much carbs. In the words of Cheryl Cole, too much of anything can make you sick, even the good can be a curse. We've got to fight, fight this love.
I can't relate to what you're saying at all.
I can. That was well played.
Thank you.
Anyway. So, what are the main reasons behind obesity in the UK?
Too much food.
Yeah, my point of view with obesity, especially at the moment, is we've been in lockdown and a lot of people can't go to the gym. And you may be able to afford the gym, Well, you've got Joe Wicks, but again, it's in the comfort of your
own
home.
Joe Wicks. Yeah, you're a bit late. Five-year-old, like, work out with at 9 in the morning.
Well, I tried it. I still couldn't. Yeah.
That's a bit nonsense.
You do it.
I tried.
My mum did it for like a
week.
Your
girlfriend did it with me.
Did she?
Oh, my God. My mum did it for like a week. I just woke up and hearing her going, like, just on the fucking living room floor, just stomping around, running
out of
spot. Yeah,
we attempted it, and we all got out of breath.
I know.
How quickly? Because like if you're like half an hour,
Well, with me during lockdown, I was just using the Nike training app and just doing workouts every day on there.
I haven't been doing anything.
You've been at Hatton, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, I did the 5K thing, you know, that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my job actually, you know, is quite physically demanding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not really.
Combating those sheep.
It's not physically demanding, but it's like, yeah, I'm like stood up all day.
Those horny sheep.
Holy shit, yeah. Wrestling to the floor.
Yeah, but like, I see your point. Like, people haven't been sat, they've been sat at home.
The motivation's just not there. And then also, to add on to that, is that I don't know if you guys have seen that meme where it's like, oh, the UK's obese, and then Boris is like, half price on Matthews.
It doesn't make much sense, but I guess it's only helps the economy out, doesn't it?
I mean, yeah. Mackey's isn't expensive anyway. Like, I don't care like what you earn. Mackey's is not expensive.
99p cheeseburger. Yeah. That's 40p.
40p for a burger.
Yeah, more than that.
I know. But again, is that going to... That's definitely encouraged me to go out for meals before it ends.
Yeah.
So,
but I literally haven't been out for a meal during like since lockdown. Not because of like lockdown, just because I just haven't.
Yeah.
Because I'm alone.
Well, you're in good shape. That's a great.
I'm not
thing to
in
say.
Good shape. I'm like not fat.
Is it good shape?
Not really. Like,
you know what surprised me actually?
Pretty quickly. Well.
Did you know Australia has a like higher obesity rate than we do?
Really?
Yeah. Like, I thought they were like proper like surfer.
Well, no, yeah. I thought they just had general good quality, better quality of life because like they just have more outdoor stuff.
Yeah, it really surprised me. Apparently, yeah.
Well, you're Mr. Australia. You should have known that.
Well, I found that I'm going to win.
Well, you know, does Australia have an obese, high obesity rate? Yes, not living there.
No, I was heard on the grapevine. But you know what? I reckon things like Deliveroo and Uber Eats are the main cause of it.
Oh, to be fair, like, I'm not fat, but like I feel fat like if I'm like having an Uber Eats. Like, literally, like I've actually had a Deliveroo Mackey's, and if you don't know where people don't know where I live. Mackie's literally a 2-minute drive.
Yeah.
And I got it delivered. Which takes longer to get it delivered.
When you walk there?
No, 2-minute drive, which is like a 10-minute walk.
That's fine.
Fuck that. Walk there and walk back.
And you can go to the
shop. On my own.
Yeah, exactly. That's the problem.
This is the problem, James.
That's boring.
Walk.
You walk.
It's not actually 2 minutes, it's about 5 minutes drive.
Well, I mean, yeah, nah, I'll just get it delivered, mate, it's alright. Yeah, but if I'm on my own, right, if I had my mate to be like, yeah, we'll make a thing of it.
They don't actually deliver to where I live.
Yeah, I know. No one delivers to where you live, I swear.
Yeah.
It's annoying.
The chip shop, maybe.
My brother was ordering Mackey's breakfast literally every day to his bed.
His bed?
Yeah, like his bed was right by the front door, so he just
After that,
I got it and I went back to bed.
Fair enough.
That's not fair, it's tragic.
My, I mean, every day, like, if you did it once, I'd laugh.
Yeah. My sister, my stepsister, she works nights, so she's going back and forth, so she's always ordering food, because after she's done like a 12-hour shift over the night, she doesn't want to cook or do anything.
I'm sure my dad will not thank you for telling everyone this on the podcast, but so he's a DJ in like clubs and that, like back in the 90s. So he'd finish at like 2 a.m., 3 a.m., and then this is like when he was in his 20s, and you know, that's when your metabolism like stopped. So he was like me, like, if anyone doesn't know me, I'm quite skinny. So he was always like me. And when he got his 20s and the tavern slowed down, he'd be finishing at like 2 a.m. in these clubs and having a kebab. And he'd be doing this like most nights. So he like put on loads of weight quite quickly.
Yeah, there's a lot of people like you and me. Like, we actually eat a lot of crap.
Oh, yeah, I eat so much. We get away with it. I eat so much.
So
much.
I wish I was like that.
Like, literally, I came from work and had half a packet of bourbons and then I ate a pizza.
Yeah.
How would you get away with that?
Yeah, you know that night we went to play cricket?
Yeah.
After the podcast?
Yeah.
I was starving while we were there, wasn't I?
Yeah, yeah.
I went home.
What did you have?
A Domino's pizza, Chinese takeaway.
Oh my god.
And then like a packet of Jaffa Cakes.
I couldn't eat that much. Like, I eat a lot of crap, but I don't have big portions.
Yeah.
Like, if someone gave me like a massive portion, like, I don't know, like most things, I wouldn't finish it. But then later I'll have snacks.
I think if you cook more yourself, you end up eating better, like, because you're thinking about what you're putting into stuff.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I can't speak from a experience, but I can imagine that's true.
You've got a chopping board saying prepared with love.
It's my dad's chopping board.
So obese people, I reckon, are targeted by the media.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Like, Mackie's and that, they're like, they know their key audience.
You know what doesn't make sense? Like, people, well, a lot of people watch sports, like even the Olympics.
Mm.
There's fast food advertising there all the time.
Well, like, you watch sports team sponsored by Matthews.
Yeah, like the Olympics is sponsored by McDonald's. And like, you watch the football and there's Domino's adverts all the time. Yeah.
Well, like, so I watch UFC a lot, and there's always like beer sponsoring, like beer and like not nice restaurants, like sort of fast food restaurants. And I'm like, I'm watching, like, they're supposed to be like the peak of athletic performance, and you're telling me to go drink beer and fast food and donuts and stuff.
But the people who are watching them are very impressionable people.
Yeah.
So they will.
I'm saying it's like ironic, isn't it? They're like the peak of athletes.
It's very ironic.
But then you have like, is it Mo Farah? He did with all the corn stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah.
I could not eat that stuff.
I did like, what's it, you know, like Lent?
Yeah, I know what Lent is.
Yeah.
Boys of food.
No, yeah, Lent, like, I think it's like a few years ago, like,
Lentils.
Some people, like, members of my family were like doing a different thing for Lent. Yeah, and members of my family doing different things for Lent.
Right.
And I'm vegetarian for however long it was.
You were veggie?
Yeah, for like a month. So like just for Lent, just for a laugh. So I had like corn and that. I don't know.
Corn chicken nuggets, if anyone hasn't tried them, they are elite. They are so good.
I thought you were about to say the opposite. I'm not going to try them anyway. I will stick to chicken.
No. Honestly, they taste like Mackie's chicken nuggets. They're so good.
Right, so moving forward in our obese-free world, how are we solving
obesity?
Half price on gyms, I reckon. I think that's
to be fair, gym memberships, they rack up quickly.
They do.
But I'd rather go for like just runs and stuff than go in a gym.
I'd only go to a gym like with a mate. I couldn't walk into a gym on my own.
I agree.
Oh, no, I have.
Oh, fair enough.
I didn't like it.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. I mean, I could. Like, if someone said, like, you have to be like, all right. But if it was, like, my choice, I'd be like, no thanks. I'll go with a mate.
Yeah, but then to me, it's less embarrassing because I don't know anyone. And so my mate or my boyfriend, they can't see how fucking fat I am.
Yeah, but if it's your boyfriend, I think he knows what you look like.
Yeah, but still, it's...
Go out early in the morning.
Yeah, I've heard about that tip before.
I went at, like, 10 o'clock a lot.
Wow.
Do you remember when we went like four times
to the gym?
Yeah.
Oh, like year 10?
No, it was like end of year, like in that summer after year 11, we went four times.
Oh, we played basketball.
Wow, you guys, congratulations.
Well, to be fair, I would have gone more this before even I could drive, and it was like a walk to you, so I always had to get a lift.
I get a free gym membership where I work.
Really? Oh, yeah, because it's a little gym at the hotel, isn't
it? Yeah. Quite handy. You know what I think is a really big link to obesity? Mental health. Like, if you're thinking negative all the time and you don't like yourself, you're hardly going to be putting good food into you and exercising When you're thinking positively, you do those kind of things. So when you got like a whole population who is suffering mentally, they're going to get fatter, I think.
Yeah, I mean, kind of. You do kind of see that correlation, don't you?
I do.
I think there's a whole stigma around it for girls, especially because if you say, for argument's sake, you break up with your boyfriend, the first thing you're going to do is go around to your friends and just eat ice cream.
Ice cream.
Yeah. You've not heard that,
no?
I don't have a girlfriend, but I know that. Yeah.
I've never broken up with a girlfriend, so I don't know that.
Well, you're sure like you haven't. You're around a girl. Like, have you not even seen that movie on that? It's like a
meme. I don't talk to girls, really. I won't lie. I just don't.
Mate, I'd love a pot of ice cream anyway. Don't care if I've broken up with someone.
Me and my friends, including your girlfriend, we've got a day planned where we're just going to eat a load of ice cream, all to like a whole bucket to ourselves with like strawberries and chocolate.
Can I come? Can I be one of the girls?
Yeah, of course.
Can I be like the gay best friend who isn't actually gay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
You might transition though.
Transition, what, I come back and like gay? That's not really politically correct, Lily.
No.
Louis just did a camp wrist.
A camp wrist.
Yeah, not floppy.
Right, we're off line again.
Floppy.
Topic three. Go for it.
Go on, Lily. Okay, so you want something to talk about?
It is. Gossiping. Who's worse for it, boys or girls?
Girls, end the topic. Thanks for listening.
No.
And we'll see you in the next one.
No, but I think this is interesting, actually. I think it's closer than a lot of people think.
Yeah. I disagree.
Nah, Lou, we chat a lot of shit about people.
Who?
No, not just them. Like, we all of us talk about.
Yeah, we all do.
And that's who I was. Out,
everyone talks about that.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. But I know like a lot of lad groups speak about her.
Yeah, but mate, like when we go to Spoons, we just chat shit about people.
Just her though. I don't.
No, we chat shit about people from high school about.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
I did
whoever that, doesn't show up.
I did call that whole year group a toxic bunch of people.
Yeah, that's gossip, mate. That's like the height of gossip.
Oh, God.
I think equally.
No, I think it's probably more girls.
Yeah.
But...
Really?
Because, to be fair with lads, like, well, at least us, we all chat shit about people, but like you said, it's usually only about like a few of the same people.
And it's kind of banter as well at the same time.
Yeah, like, we're not like...
I feel like girls do it maliciously. And talk about
I guess so.
But what my girlfriend said, she likes boys.
You'd hope so.
Likes boys in the way that, from her point of view, we just get along with our own lives and we just have time with each other.
I think a lot of boys do. I mean, I don't really bother myself too much with what other people are doing, like as a sort of rule.
Yeah. Whereas I guess girls, we get quite jealous.
Literally, one of my things is like, if it doesn't affect me personally, I don't care about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like, she was also saying how bitchy some girls can be.
Yeah, I mean,
like,
some girls are horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, your girlfriend is like a people pleaser. I love her. she's so nice and everything, but she occasionally bitches. But there's some girls that just will.
I mean, I've got everyone. I think that's another thing. It's like, what is bitching, what isn't? Like, because if you're like, oh, so and so said this, that's not bitching, that's just a story. Or, like, if it's something bad that someone said to you, you're allowed to go and tell your mates that.
Yeah.
But if you're like, oh, I was talking to Sullivan, and Sullivan said to Jameson that he's like, I don't know.
But I tend to think with my point of view on gossiping or something, I don't tend to believe it. So if a whole group of people are saying this one kid's a weirdo, I wouldn't just jump to the conclusion he's a weirdo. I like meet him first and see for myself what it's like. I don't believe the gossip that goes around about such and such who like.
If I take it on board and like prepare myself.
Yeah,
if I met this person, they could be a weirdo. Prepare yourself.
Yeah, but I wouldn't put that person on my first judgment of them. I'd like to meet them first before.
I sometimes think about like people, what people might say about me. Like, to other people, so, like, at work.
I think that's the big thing with girls, though, as well, is that it's a constant fear of, like, if someone's bitching about you.
Yeah, I can imagine. Yeah, like, at work...
I just don't think we care, do we?
No, like, but like, for me, a little bit, kind of. I didn't worry about it, I just thought about it. Mm. So, well, I'd be a new person, and I was getting on with them, like, having a laugh, being funny, like, I am. I got on with them quite well. I didn't know when off with someone else. And I was like, are they going up to me? Are they saying to them, like, oh... James is a bit weird, isn't he? And they're like, oh yeah, yeah, he is. Like, and they pretend to laugh at me, like all this kind of stuff. Like, I mean, to be fair, everyone at work seems very nice, and I haven't had anyone chat shit to me about anyone else at work, so I don't think they have. But it's like I didn't worry about it. I just sort of thought, I wonder if they.
When I worry about things like that, I only worry about what girls are saying. I never worry about
these two people were girls.
Yeah, I never worry about like if boys are gossiping behind my back. I always think girls are doing it. I never think boys are doing it.
To be fair, like listen, like if like I was at work and like someone was a bit weird, I'd sort of think they're a bit weird. But I've had things at other places of work where girls have been like, said to me, oh, so-and-so's weird, he said this and that and that. But I've never had like lads saying that really. Once or twice, to be fair.
See, I have. So I used to work in a spa and there was just this one guy who really hated...
Like a spa or like a shop?
A spa?
No, like a beauty spa that with massage and but nail
not,
painting.
Not a corner shop.
No, not the corner shop, no. Yeah, but he just... There was one girl he just hated and would always bitch to me about them.
What a toxic person.
But that was constant. I guess, I don't know if it's because it was in a spa, because that's stereotypically what girls go to have.
Yeah, it's quite like girly. Yeah.
But then again, but it was a guy saying it, not the girls.
Yeah, that's odd. Was he gay?
No.
Okay, sorry, is that an unfair assumption? I don't think so. I mean, it is a stereotype, but I don't think it's an unfair one.
Someone will have you for that.
I mean,
someone will.
I have a gay friend who bitches me all the time. So that's why I said it.
That's fair enough.
Okay.
That's why I have that assumption, just because the one person I know does.
That's fine then.
I think that's alright.
Yeah.
It's alright. Sorry, if you took offence, sorry. Or am I?
Yes, you are, James. We are not getting cancelled.
No, I am sorry. No, but I think. Yeah, I think maybe girls probably do more, but I think
boys
guys...
are quite just as bad. It's just you don't call it gossiping.
Actually,
you're just like
trash.
Yeah, chat shit. Whereas you've got girls that gossip, boys chat shit about everyone.
Also,
that's
what I'm interested in. But especially you, Liv, you're quite bad for it. Mm. If we're talking about someone, we'll be like relentless. Like we'll say some like really nasty things.
Yeah.
I'd say that.
But I do that. I feel like I'm joking when I do that.
Well,
like,
we
can't no
do it like our
serious.
Sense of humour. Just like
we've taken it too far once.
But is that to their face, or is
it
just
behind?
Well,
listen, I was about to say this. I tend to just do it, not in person. I never really do it in person. I do it on social media when I'm like in group chats and stuff. Like if someone says something in the group chat, I'll go message someone else.
We do that.
What's he on about? Why is he being weird?
Oh no, if anyone who listens to this is in our group chat, they're gonna.
We all do it though.
Yeah, we all do it. Fuck you all. No, I know. Believe that name. Said to. He told me that was talking to him about me. You're gonna have to put a lot of bleeps in there, because I just mentioned a lot of names.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't care about it, because I know exactly what I was saying, because I was being a dick to him.
Okay, so, when people, if you're trying to help out a friend, and someone's saying something nasty, or, you know, that sort of thing, does it class as bitching? Because I've been in a situation before where it's classed as bitching, but you're just telling someone to help another person.
I don't think so, because you're like
But they class it as bitching.
I think it only counts if it's being malicious and trying to...
Yeah, I think bitching is sort of as... That word suggests it's something bad.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to put someone on the right path, so let's say, I'll use you two as an example. So let's say us three in a group chat, and Louis was like, I don't know, like being a twat to like your girlfriend or something,
mm-hmm.
as an example, which I'm sure you do all the time.
And she's not in the group chat.
No, she's not in
the
group chat. And me and Ellie, I messaged Ellie privately and was like, oh yeah, we should tell Louis not to do that, because that's fine, because we're like trying to tell you to do something right.
But then do you, for example, in that situation, I go and tell your girlfriend that, he's saying all of this stuff, but then is it...
Yeah, I think that's fine.
Yeah.
I think
you're looking out.
But
like,
I guess that's for guys, whereas for girls, we take that as bitching. Someone's talking about us.
Yeah, I mean, I think, like, you know, there's that thing of, like, a lie, like, you can lie to protect someone's feelings. It's kind of like that. Like, you don't have to tell someone everything that's happened.
Again,
like,
there's going to be people going against that, though.
Yeah, I mean, people going against it, but I think, if I said something nasty about someone we know, I'd feel like I'd be annoyed with one of you if you then went to them. Because, like, they didn't need to know it.
Yeah, but I'd feel, if I ever found out about stuff that someone had deliberately not told me, it would really annoy me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, but some it depends, again, like, what it is. Like, some things you kind of... Have you ever been in a situation where, like, you know someone's talking about you, but you don't really want to know what it is?
Yeah.
Like, sometimes it's like that.
Yeah.
I think it's quite an interesting
also,
topic.
I think I only care about it when it's being done by people I care about as well. So if it's some random people, or some people at school, for example, I'm not really bothered about them talking about me, having their own opinions about me, but if it was like family, friends, whatever, that would annoy me if they were talking behind my back about me.
I think also I'm girls do this as well, because I've done this with you actually, Lily.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you and a couple others. No, you and a couple others, we chat and shit about someone who I'm cool with, and I'll be like, oh, nah, so I'll use bleep that in there again. Like, you'll be like, oh yeah, he's a bit of a weirdo. And I said, oh no, because I'm cool with him. I'm like, oh nah, like, he's alright.
Do you tell him I say that?
No. Because it's not, again, like, it's not needed. It's not needed. Because he doesn't have any contact with you guys anymore.
Yeah.
That's why if I was like, oh, so and so said this, that would be me being a bad friend.
Yeah.
I think.
But then again,
but the girl, like, would you,
stick
up to someone?
It depends on how bad it is.
Yeah.
So, for example, I had a situation that we both agreed that the other person needed to be told, but that in the other case, I know the other person would say, no, he didn't need to be told. I don't understand what I'm doing wrong.
Mm.
So, again, I think it's depend. I think that's what's interesting, is because if you guys see that it's have a completely different perspective on what bitching or talking about people is compared to girls.
Yeah, I think it's very different. That's why I think girls do it more, just because I think there's a stigma of, like, they have more to.
Yeah, there's
bitch
a stigma,
about.
But
I just think boys joke about it more. Like, we're not serious about it. Girls are.
Yeah, we'll be
we'll
when we're talking about someone, it's usually like we're joking about them, not like, oh, they said this, they did that.
But
it's like,
for example.
Yeah.
Are you actually taking the piss out of her maliciously?
I mean, I don't, like, hate this person.
Oh,
like, I don't hate her, but, like, yeah, so, like, I don't hate her, but I don't like her either. Like, if I met her again, I'd be like, hello, how are you? Like, just cool with her. But, like, when we joke about her, I'm like...
To be fair, I hate her, but I'd still be friendly to her.
Yeah, but I think that's the case for most people. Yeah, but that's...
We're
going to
get so many messages like, who's Isabel?
Yeah.
I would say it's only her I have a problem with, and I talk about, like...
I don't have a problem with her purely because...
But again,
you
that's
went
malicious,
to,
right?
Like, you've known her for way longer than I have. I've met her once.
Yeah. But again, is that maliciously? Because if it is still... Well, you said yes.
Pretty
so.
Much.
But again, it's... But that could easily... If she found out... She will easily take offence to that.
Yeah, but she's not actually like you anyway, is it?
No, I really don't care. But I think most people have that opinion, to be fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we only talk shit about people who don't like us anyway, to be fair. That's another common thing.
I'd say that's the same for girls, though.
Really?
Mm.
I feel like, I mean, I don't know about you, but, like...
I think
girls, a lot of the girls, like the popular girls in our year group, like, I'd hear them, or, like, they'd even talk to me about that. Chatting shit about people they're supposedly friends with.
Was quite common, yeah.
In drama,
really?
Drama, there's a lot of, like, the quote-unquote popular girls are in that.
Yeah.
I'd overhear, like, a lot of conversations. And I'm like, aren't you, like, friends?
Yeah, no, that
overheard?
Happens a lot.
You overheard?
Or, like, because we'd be in the same, like, me and, like, our mate, Harrow, don't really need to blame that name, would be in, like, a group of, like, the three of the popular girls, and they were, like, between learning lines and that, they'd be like, oh, so and so said this, that, and that, and oh, you'll never guess what they did.
Yeah, but that's also just teenagers.
Yeah.
When you're
to be fair, yeah, we were young.
Adults don't tend to do it as much.
I don't know, my mum, I've heard her chatting shit about friends.
Yeah.
Maybe she chat shit to me about her best friend. I was like, what? I was like, it's your best friend.
When my family go out for dinner, that's basically the top of her conversation. Just talk about other people.
I quite like it here. My mum's like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Like, if she's talking to my stepdad about, oh yeah, someone's out with so-and-so, and they're doing so-and-this, I'm like, oh, what's this?
Yeah. But again, like you just said about them, we were quite young, but obviously your mum's not a teenager, so...
Obviously. That'd be a bit weird. Yeah. What? It wouldn't even be possible. It would be impossible.
You know what? I saw me
Yeah, but
once.
That's my point.
Yeah, sorry, I was going off on one.
No, you can... have a son who then becomes your own granddad.
Yeah. That's a mad name. Now I won't even go into it. It will take us like 10 minutes to explain it.
I don't even want to know.
It's actually quite funny.
Yeah, it's doable.
Yeah, it's. Oh, weird, I'm trying to find it, but it takes so long.
Yeah,
it's, I saved it, but like months ago.
Wrapping up the gossip topic.
Yeah.
I think
who's worse for it, boys or girls?
I think we'll give our opinion. I still think girls are probably slightly doing more. But after having this conversation, I think I've realised it's kind of a bit more equal than I thought originally.
Louis?
My opinion has remained the same.
Which is?
Boys just do it as jokes.
And girls do it a lot.
Girls do it more to target other people.
Female?
Female?
Yeah, that's you.
Right.
You're making up the diversity quotas. We've had an Iranian on, and now we're having a female on.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, I would say it's equal. I don't think there's much difference.
Yeah.
Because I don't think it's always maliciously with girls. We could just be, again, gossiping doesn't have to be negative.
All right. Very good opinions of both of you.
That wraps it up.
That does. Shall we shout out the socials?
Yeah. I'll do the Instagram. We've been having a bit more fun on Instagram recently.
Yeah.
Trying to get a bit more active.
I won the contest.
Yeah, we did
post.
A poll of like. It was a bit of
I need
joke.
To join in though.
What's that?
I don't actually use Instagram that much. I haven't joined in on a single.
Yeah,
one,
you
so.
Should.
There's some very two-faced people who voted, but some people voted twice, both me and you.
God, no,
bait. I know. I mean, it definitely was not a serious thing. It was like, who's better, James and Red? And then James but in red, and it was like you did another one where you were like Louis but in green and Louis.
Yeah.
Well, you actually got more votes or both of them, which is bullshit.
I don't think so.
Rigged.
But go follow us on there.
Yeah,
at STTA_podcast.
That's the one.
And Twitter at the same handle as well.
And email is what's it? somethingabouttalking@gmail.com.
Yep. Feel free to send your questions in there. The inbox is flooded with emails at the moment, so.
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be more. We haven't been getting great quality questions. Let's put it that
way. No. The question was, would you rather fight 100 sized
ducks?
No.
It was 100. It was 100 duck sized horses or a horse sized duck.
Yeah.
I mean,
no,
like
the other
fire.
Way around. The other way around.
Really?
Yeah. 100
duck sized horses.
Yeah.
Is that not what I said?
No.
Oh. I'd definitely fight, by the way, to answer that question. Why am I answering that question? To answer that question, I'd fight the horse-sized duck.
Horse-sized duck? Nah.
Because like, there's 100 of them. And yeah. Ducks aren't, like, they're small, but they're not that small, especially when there's 100 of them.
Yeah, and if they climb all over you, you're screwed.
Yeah, like a horse-sized duck, you know, you can like dodge, slip some shots in, bit of head movement, Tyson Fury.
Yeah. I think he'll appreciate that.
Yeah. Shout out to Tyson Fury, I know you listen. Right. Well, imagine Tyson Fury DM'd us.
It's not happening. We don't even have a sponsor yet.
No. We could get sponsored by him.
I actually have an idea for a sponsor. I'll talk to you afterwards.
Oh, okay. Anyway, that'll be an exclusive.
And thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you.
You've been a good guest.
Have you enjoyed yourself?
I have. Thank you very much for having me.
Been a good guest.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Well, yeah. I wonder where she ranks in something to talk about rankings.
I'd say she's in the top three.
Yeah.
Well, thanks.
We've had three guests.
Well, yeah, I got that.
Okay, you just look pretty blank, I wasn't sure.
The only gossiping that goes on is who's in the rankings of the podcast.
What?
Except we gossiped about a lot of people in the middle of this.
Yeah. You're going to have your workout on the bleep machine.
I am.
Yeah.
Anyway, guys, thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
You've been great if you've listened this far.
Especially if you were chat shit about you. You'll never know.
You will not.
Because we're just bitching. Yeah, guys bitch more than guys.
Anyway. Thank you for listening, guys, and we will see you in the next one.
Cheers.